This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. interest rates, the 10-year yield up at 2.97%. The guardians of those rates at the Federal Reserve are meeting today and tomorrow. Expect them to raise rates by a quarter of a point for the second time this year. That'll happen tomorrow. And with the strong U.S. economy, short-term rates could go up several more times this year. Now, the talk of Wall Street and beyond is the prospect of an inverted yield curve. Don't let the jargon scare you. It's when it costs less to borrow money for a really long time and costs more to borrow short-term. Marketplace's Amy Scott has the significance.
An inverted yield curve has preceded all nine recessions since 1955.
It's our most reliable, I would say, recession indicator.
Tim Dewey, an economics professor at the University of Oregon, says we're not there yet, but if short-term yields continue rising faster than long-term,
it could be easily within the next year that you would see the yield curve invert.
Typically, a recession follows 6 months to 2 years later. Dewey says it's not clear if the inverted curve is a cause or a symptom. One theory is the economy slows when it becomes less profitable for banks to borrow short-term and lend long-term. But economist Mickey Levy with Berenberg Capital Markets says long-term rates are much lower now than in past cycles.
Even if short rates were to go above long rates, they would be at fairly low levels, and it might not signal the economic problems that an inverted curve in the past has had.
Then again, we heard this time is different before the last recession, too. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.